Tampa Bay resident Victoria Stout is 57. She's self-employed, works odd jobs, and is also uninsured. She's been without health insurance most of her adult life. Stout is healthy and takes measures to ensure she stays that way. And while she does not have health insurance, she does get health care, paying for it out of pocket.
I try to make what few dollars I have stretch the maximum. I am proactive about my health, so I don't need a lot from the health care system, but I know as I get older, I will need more. So I just try to take as much personal responsibility as I can, and I try to find providers that will work with me.
So Stout was excited about the Affordable Care Act at first, but there was one big hurdle she could not overcome, her income.
Actually, I just found my 1040 from 2012. My adjusted gross income was between $10,000 and $11,000, and by the time I got my standard deduction and exemption, my taxable income was about $600.
To put it plainly, Stout is living right at the federal poverty level. But according to Florida's Medicaid eligibility rules, she makes too much money to qualify for the health insurance program for low-income people.
If something catastrophic was to happen to me, I would be screwed.
Mm-hmm.
So, every day is a gamble.
Florida is now in the minority of states that have refused to expand their Medicaid program to include more low-income people, turning aside more than $50 billion in federal money in the process. Earlier in the year, state lawmakers tried and failed to come up with a plan that would have allowed the expansion, a move backed by health insurance companies, advocates, and even Governor Rick Scott. But Scott has been relatively silent on the issue since. During a September congressional hearing, Naples Republican Matt Hudson, who chairs the Florida House Healthcare Committee, reiterated his party's opposition to the expansion, including concerns that more physicians will refuse to accept Medicaid patients. Opponents like Hudson are also concerned about the cost of the expansion to the state.
In Florida, official cost estimates for Medicaid expansion range from less than $30 billion over a 10-year period to nearly $55 billion. And then as we learn more about expansion, cost estimates for Florida portion went from $1.4 billion to $3.5 billion.
State economists have put Florida's share of expansion costs at $4 billion over a decade in exchange for the federal government kicking in $51 billion to cover the additional people. In a November op-ed published in the Jacksonville Times-Union, House Speaker Will Weatherford repeated his opposition to the expansion, despite his family having relied on the program to cover medical expenses in the past. And more recently, Stewart Republican Senator Joe Negron, who attempted to broker a compromise with the House last session, told the Florida Current such a deal probably won't happen during the 2014 legislative session. Still, incoming House Minority Leader Mark Pafford says Democrats will raise the issue nonetheless.
The Florida Senate and the governor was showing some signs of leadership on the same issue, but we come back to the Florida House where opposition has been strong, but that's why they make a 2014 legislative session, so we can revisit it and perhaps hopefully change enough minds.
Few people expect the legislature to move on a Medicaid expansion in the upcoming legislative session, despite continued calls from hospitals and others to do so. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.